Some budgeting advisers are facing closure, having missed out on the latest round of government funding, raising fears for some of the country's most vulnerable people. The Ministry of Social Development has confirmed building financial services funding is dropping by almost $3 million from the 1st of July due to the expiry of a time-limited cash boost during the pandemic. And a change in funding model means fewer organisations will be awarded contracts. Lauren Crimp has more.
Last year, Dunedin Budget Advisory Service, which supports about 1,000 clients annually, received $230,000 from MSD. This year, it isn't getting a cent. Its manager, Andrew Henderson, is dumbfounded.
I feel personally devastated. I feel for our staff. I feel for our clients. We've had many clients that we work with on an ongoing basis, and the fact that we're not going to be able to offer our services to those people is devastating.
He says the service has a long-standing, great relationship with the ministry, but he was told his proposal doesn't meet the requirements. There's a chance the organisation could merge with another locally, otherwise the doors will close. Andrew Henderson says it's a strange decision from the ministry, given the growing number of people desperate for help.
More and more working families are coming to our service for help, which is unusual. We're even getting into the likes of professionals, so teachers, dentists, painters, plumbers, all sorts. People really are starting to struggle in New Zealand.
Heather Lang, who manages family finance services in Upper Hutt, says her organisation is luckier than some.
We've received a good allocation of funding, but it's rolled back, you know, to what we were receiving about 5 years ago.
But she says her email inbox has been flooded with emotional emails from other organisations that didn't get a contract or are getting considerably less money.
That's just like watching a train derail today, as I've been hearing from other services.
Ruth Smithers is Chief Executive of FinCap, the organisation that supports financial mentoring services. She says last financial year, about 50,000 people accessed budgeting services, and that's jumped to 69,000 this year. She says the government must regularly consider increasing funding, given rising demand.
We think there will be less services overall for communities to access, and yet we have increased constraint for families with cost of living, and we're seeing those presentations coming through financial mentoring services.
The Ministry of Social Development says it's decided to fund a certain number of staff rather than a number of client sessions. It says this model allows providers to tailor services to their clients' needs rather than being tied to a specific number of sessions. A document shared with RNZ outlining the ministry's proposal to change the model, which included provider feedback, shows most were in favour of it. But they raised concerns about what it would mean for funding and warned the ministry funding a total of 180 staff would reduce budgeting advisors' coverage across the country.